we see phenomena emerging that have no counterpart at the simpler levels, least of all at the level of the elementary particles. For instance, there is nothing like intelligence on the level of individual living cells, and nothing like life on the level of atoms and molecules. The idea of emergence was well captured by the physicist Philip Anderson in the title of a 1972 article, More is Different. The emergence of new phenomena at high levels of complexity is most obvious in biology and the behavioral sciences, but it is important to recognize that such emergence does not represent something special about life or human affairs. It also happens within physics itself. The example of emergence that has been historically most important in physics is thermodynamics, the science of heat. As originally formulated in the 19th century by Carnot, Clausius, and others, thermodynamics was an autonomous science, not deduced from the mechanics of particles and forces, but built on concepts like entropy and temperature that have no counterparts in mechanics. Only the first law of thermodynamics, the conservation of energy, provided a bridge between mechanics and thermodynamics. The central principle of thermodynamics was the second law, according to which, in one formulation, physical systems possess not only an energy and a temperature, but also a certain quantity called entropy, which always increases with time in any closed system and reaches a maximum when the system is in equilibrium. This is the principle that forbids the Pacific Ocean from spontaneously transferring so much heat energy to the Atlantic that the Pacific freezes and the Atlantic boils. Such a cataclysm need not violate the conservation of energy, but it is forbidden because it would decrease the entropy. 19th-century physicists generally took the second law of thermodynamics as an axiom derived from experience as fundamental as any other law of nature. At the time, this was not unreasonable. Thermodynamics was seen to work in vastly different contexts, from the behavior of steam, the problem that gave thermodynamics its start, to freezing and boiling and chemical reactions. Today we would add more exotic examples. Astronomers have discovered that the clouds of stars in globular clusters in our own and other galaxies behave like gases with definite temperatures, and the work of Jacob Bekenstein and Hawking has shown theoretically that a black hole has an entropy proportional to its surface area. If thermodynamics is this universal, how can it be logically related to the physics of specific types of particles and forces? Then, in the second half of the 19th century, the work of a new generation of theoretical physicists